Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to day 13 of our 30 systems series. Today we are talking about quality control processes. So, what are your quality control standards? We need to be clear on this. We need to be able to define what constitutes a high quality product or service for our business. And we need to be able to communicate these standards to our team. What this will do is set a clear benchmark for performance, and it'll help us stay consistent. All right, so let's explore what the best practices are in detail. First, we want to implement regular inspections or checks throughout the production or the service delivery process. This could involve conducting spot checks, inspections at key stages, or a final quality assessment before products are shipped or services are delivered. So think about how this makes sense for your business. I know it's like you, there's some nuances, but think of how this could be implemented in your business. Another thing you could do is to gather feedback from your customers. Again, customer feedback is invaluable for identifying areas where our product or service may fall short of their expectations. So we can use things like surveys, reviews. We can talk to our customers directly to gather this feedback and to make the necessary improvements. Additionally, there are techniques. I'm not going to get into very much detail, but there are techniques that could help you analyze your data, like using statistical data to help you identify trends, to improve quality and to reduce defects. Because what we want to do is have a standard of awesome within our business. And whatever or whenever we produce something that is not awesome, we want to eliminate that immediately so that we standardize awesome within our business, whether it's a product or a service. So begin by identifying the critical control points of your production or your service delivery process. These are stages where quality checks are most crucial. So map out your workflow and work out where quality inspections should happen. Next, you want to develop a standardized procedure or standardized checklist for quality inspections. You want to clearly outline the criteria that need to be met at each control point and establish protocols for handling deviations from awesome or defects. Another key step is to make sure your team is well familiar with the quality control procedures and the standards. Make sure that everyone involved in the production or the delivery process understands their role in maintaining quality and knows how to perform inspections effectively. And lastly, we want to continuously monitor and evaluate our quality control processes. Look at your inspection results. Take a look at your customer feedback. You want to do this on a regular basis so that any issues that arise are identified quickly and that issues are fixed quickly too. So the areas of improvement and adjustments are made quickly as and when needed. I love having the system in your business because it ultimately keeps your customers happy, because you know that you are striving to deliver and you are delivering the products and services that meet or exceed their expectations. This process also helps you reduce the risk of defects or errors within your production or your service delivery. And this ultimately saves you time and it saves you resources in the long run. As well, ultimately, when we prioritize quality control, this contributes to building that strong reputation for our brands that foster customer loyalty. So that's it for today. Quality control processes are essential for maintaining that integrity of your products or your services, and integral to delighting your customers. We always want customers who are delighted. So establishing your clear standards, implementing the best practices, and continuously monitoring performance, you can make sure that your quality is top-notch and your business is set up for success. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode of BK Talks Business. Until next time, keep striving for excellence. I'll talk to you tomorrow.